Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. For intensive care doctors, COVID-19 offers an eerily similar look at how doctors 60 years ago fought to save patients from another viral disease, polio.
And the shared experience is poignant because that's when intensive care medicine was born, thanks to a Danish doctor.
Bjorn Ibsen had a bold idea for giving patients air using mechanical ventilation, the precursor to the modern ventilator.
Polio can paralyze chest muscles, making it hard to breathe. At the time, patients were placed inside negative pressure boxes while their heads stuck out in order to allow their chests to relax, expand, and improve breathing. They were known as iron lungs, but some people still died from respiratory failure.
Ibsen had a better idea. He wanted to apply not negative, but positive air pressure directly into the lungs, then allow the body to exhale normally.
To do this, they made a cut at the neck, inserted a tube into the windpipe, and attached a rubber bag to be pumped manually. The bag was attached to a tank of 50% oxygen and nitrogen, and a soda-lime container to remove the carbon dioxide.
If carbon dioxide isn't dispelled, acid can build up in the blood and cause organ failure. Turns out, this killed some polio patients, but Ibsen's invention solves that problem.
Today's ventilators are able to deliver the right amount of air and pressure, and they save lives.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.